on the issue that you've raised about the background checks relate directly to what you said about the assault weapons ban. It's not the loopholes. It's the problem that once you start looking at how easy it is to get around it, you would literally have to ban every semi-automatic rifle that's sold in America.
Welcome to a brand new episode of Look Forward. I'm your host, Jay. I'm here with my co-host, Andy.
And I'm Marco Rubio. Hi,
Jay. He performed the rare self-cucking. It was kind of amazing.
I always appreciate that. There is a theory, and the problem with the theory is that it requires giving Marco Rubio credit for being someone who thinks things out. But the thought on the right is, oh, that was a brilliant move by Rubio. He totally got everybody to admit that they really want to get rid of all the semi-automatic rifles.
Like, okay. You got us. All right. Like, if the only way we can stop school shootings is to ban all guns, yay. All right. You're not really diming us out. Like, I'm sorry. What are we having a conversation about? Assault weapons of all sorts should be banned. Yeah. Okay. I'll take that. Yeah. Frankly, I'll go 19 steps further, but if that's where we need to start, that's fine. I'm totally fine with it.
We're willing to give you bolt action rifles. Don't fucking piss us off more. We'll go all the way back to muskets.
Yeah. You can have as many muskets as you can handle. That's fine. You get the thing, you gotta bite and then pour in and all that other, you know, fucking rigmarole. Yeah, you can have all of those. You can have 1,000 of those. It's fine. You and your buddies can line up. Like, some of you stand while the other ones kneel behind you, you know, in front of you. Like, yeah, do it. Whatever. It's fine.
You got to really want to kill somebody.
Yeah, you got to really think about that shit. So we do have plenty to talk about this week. Obviously, that clip from Marco Rubio is sort of at a town hall with the surviving students from the Florida, the Parkland Florida shooting, which we're going to talk a little bit more about because that story's got some serious legs. We're also going to talk about the Mueller team dropping 32 more indictments on Paul Manafort and Rick Gates's heads. Bernie Sanders, as I wrote in the docket, Bernie Sanders is acting like a real asshole, man. Democrats released their memo, which is their version of the Nunes memo. Missouri's governor is a straight up criminal, and one of the most profoundly interesting stories about Michael Steele coming out of CPAC. And as I wrote this, Michael Steele finally finds out the answer to an age old question, and I'll tell you what that question is. And black people already know what that question is, but it gets asked and answered basically. And then we're gonna play some of Steele's response, which we've got it's a 3-minute video. We're just going to play it and talk kind of over it and stop and start it, because it's kind of amazing what happens. So we have all of that. No foreign politics or this week in stupid, because this week was just pretty generally stupid. So I think it's kind of more than enough.
Really? Oh, yeah. I got your foreign politics. They found $62 million worth of cocaine at the Russian embassy in Argentina. What the fuck? Okay, there's your foreign politics.
Yeah. Again, nuke the Kremlin.
That's so much cocaine.
That's a lot. That is a lot. I haven't seen that much cocaine since I watched that sort of documentary movie about the rise of the National Lampoon magazine, and they did a lot of coke. So outside of that, the Russian embassy's got it on lock.
That's like a Ric Flair amount of cocaine.
Exactly. We're doing WrestleMania tonight. Woo! All right. Wow, dude. You're not
My
even wrestling.
My shoes cost more than your house. Woo!
how high are you right now? Extremely. All right. So let's get right into it. Let's talk about these kids that survived the Parkland shooting, thankfully. I think there is a decent chance that these kids might actually be able to get some real shit done. I hate to say that because I would be disappointed if they didn't, but at the same time, it feels awesome to watch people believe what they believe and be actually morally correct and just kick the shit out of people who are just garbage people. It really has been fun to watch.
Yeah, it was last weekend. And actually, we recorded a day early because you had to do a Black Panther podcast or whatever. So we missed talking about it. But that one video went viral of Negasonic Teenage Warhead giving an awesome speech.
Negasonic Teenage Warhead. She does look like her. It's true.
Emma Gonzalez. And then, yeah, all these other kids have been popping up on all the shows all week. And then, like you mentioned, yeah, they had CNN had a town hall on Wednesday where they invited the citizens and students of Parkland to come up on stage and dunk on Marco Rubio, which was awesome.
Why did he agree to that? Like that was a mistake. Like yeah, you shouldn't have just been like, nah, I'm good, man. I'm busy. Like I can't make it.
Rick Scott didn't show up, but yeah. There's people, oh, it was so brave of him to go up and what? Actually talk to his fucking constituents?
Yeah, like, no, that's what he's supposed to do. I mean, didn't work out, but that is what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, he tried.
Didn't work out for him at all. It really didn't. Like, dude. Like, I mean, that opening clip is textbook. You know, like, what, do you want us to ban all assault rifles? Yeah. Yeah, dude, we do.
Let's dispel this notion that Marco Rubio knows what he's doing. He has no idea what he's doing.
There's that statement again. Stop saying that. That's such a fun... Like, I love that Chris Christie called him out. Like, oh, look, he's saying it again. Like, dude, that line, we get it.
That's the best moment of Chris Christie's career is when he fucking murder-suicided Marco Rubio. Yeah.
He's like, if I'm going down, you're going down. Fuck this. But yeah, these kids are doing, they're capable of doing something that the parents of the Sandy Hook shooting weren't able to do, and the multitude of families of the surviving victims victims of all these other mass shootings weren't able to do, which is truly gain the attention of the media. And not only gain the attention, just strip the attention away from politicians and the NRA spokespeople, which I think is really fascinating.
The kids that are kind of getting highlighted are all like kids from debate class. And that one David Hogg kid, he does like the local school news reporting show. And so they're, you know, like they're good at, you know, doing their point and you know, delivering their view, basically.
Right.
Right. And yeah, it's amazing. I think you didn't see that out of like the Sandy Hook parents, and obviously not the kids. They were too young. They're still too young.
Right.
That was 5 years ago. Those kids are like 12.
Right. But you know, it's one of those things where because they're, look, I am going to say this, and I'm not the first person to make this point, but I think it's a really salient one. And I think this is where, this is one of those lines where race and privilege comes into play, right? Trevor Noah, I thought, was really the first person to say this. And I thought it was a brilliant point, which is these kids are from an affluent area and they're white. For the most part, they're mostly white. And these kids have grown up in a time and in a place where you tell them like, no, you can't do that. And they're like, they're literally privileged kids. And they're like, fuck you mean we can't do that? Yes, we can. Change the law. Like that literally, oh, we can't do this. I want to speak to the manager attitude. Like they don't accept no for an answer. In normal regards, that is the most annoying person on the planet. But in this case, it is actually working because you get a scenario where these kids are just like, no, fuck me. No, fuck you, dude. Go change the goddamn law. What do you mean you can't change it? That's how the law works, bitch. I'm in U.S. government right now. We can vote on shit. Like you can't snowball them. And they're also of an age. They're of that age where they are just developmentally are supposed to push back against authority. they're supposed to go, that doesn't really sound right what you're saying. Right? This is the age where kids are like, I'm kind of done with religion. I'm kind of done with my parents telling me. Like, they are. You know, they're 17, 18 years old. This is where kids go. Like, they start to really think for themselves against the world, like comparing what the thoughts are in their head versus what's being told to them. So that makes them politically, for Republicans, very dangerous, right? You can't just snowball them. Two, they're a voting age or just about voting age. That's doubly scary because it's like a bunch of kids coming up who are 12, like, hey, you know, our friends died. You're like, yeah, yeah, yeah. But by the time five, six years rolls around, nobody gives a fuck about you. These motherfuckers are like, we'll see you in November, dude. Like, we're not playing. We're not going away. And that, to me, is where their power truly lies.
Yeah, it's like using the entitlement and privilege of an upper middle class high school kid, but using that power for good, basically.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right. And that's, said, that's super cool to watch.
They're studying all this shit right now. They're in government class learning how this works. You know, like I said, they're all on like speech and debate and like, well, why can't we go change this? And they got shot at. Some of their friends died and they came out pissed.
Which rightfully
usually
so.
Doesn't. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. But usually it's just like they're the sad victims and these kids just said, no, we're not going to be victims. We're going to fuck you guys up for doing this to us.
Yeah. Look, man, I respect the hell out of it. I truly do, just because it's one of those things where like this absolutely shouldn't be happening, the mass shooting thing. But it's super cool to watch these teenagers who are going to be the next generation of voters and stuff like that literally find this unacceptable. It's unacceptable behavior. We're not doing this anymore.
I'm following all of them on Twitter. They're awesome.
and you know, to your earlier point, they've literally just been dunking on Republicans all week. Like, just,
yeah.
Just like, yo, these kids, you know what their political agenda is? I saw my friends get killed. That's it. That's their political agenda. And I saw my friends get killed, and I don't want that to happen to other people. Good luck that versus like, well, back in 1492, they said that we could have muskets, and that means we could have AR-15s now. Like, that's not a good argument, man. It's not.
Yeah, and like a week ago, they were just like a 17-year-old kid being sassy on Twitter with their 50 followers, and now everything they say gets like 100,000 retweets, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's dangerous power, man. It's some serious power. So I have one more clip. Now, I don't know how good the quality is because I just found it. I found a copy of this. I'm pretty sure this is. I don't know if you've heard this. Did you see this kid on with Wolf Blitzer talking about his name is Cameron Caskey? People were people on the right were attacking him, saying that him and some of these other kids were crisis actors.
Oh yeah.
Have you seen this clip?
Where he like totally.
Don't give it away for people who don't know.
Okay, yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to play this because this might be one of the fucking funniest things I've ever heard. And this, again, this is what happens when 17-year-olds have this kind of power and they just have no fucks to give. So, by the way, you can't see the video because this is audio. This is delivered with a complete straight face.
Production of Fiddler on the Roof, you would know that nobody would pay me to act for anything.
Yeah, unfortunately, that cut too quickly. But yeah, he basically is like, oh, what do you say to people who say that you're a crisis actor? He's like, if you saw me and Fiddler on the Roof, no, I'm not very good. Just straight-faced. They're kids. They don't give a fuck, dude. That's amazing.
Like the humorless Wolf Blitzer just like, oh, who'd you play?
Yeah, I was like, come on, man. Like, I crack a smile at that. Like, sorry, dude, that's just funny. Like, There's
if I had to make a list of people I'd like to hang out with on CNN, like Wolf would be pretty low on that list.
Yeah, nobody wants to hang out with Wolf Blitzer.
Jake Tapper would be fun as fuck, I bet.
Oh.
I would crack beers with that dude.
Well, shit, there's that image of him opening a Colt 45, remember?
Obviously, everyone's going to say Angela Rye, but...
I mean, no, alone. Right. Like, no, alone. I don't want to hang out with her with, like, you guys. Get the fuck out of here. We're busy.
Jake,
beat it.
Jake could be the one you hang out with all your buddies.
Yeah. Yeah.
But for a one-on-one romantic occasion, that's what she goes for.
I would like to interview her about her views over a candlelit dinner. No, nah, she's awesome, man. She really is. She's super cool. And she, again, she's another one. Like, she just doesn't give a fuck. And we need more. We need more people in the political sphere that are like that. And these kids are a prime example of what happens when, like, real world policy meets actual human beings that are not tainted by 30 plus years of campaign contributions and all this other stuff. Like, they don't have, like, they're not like, we need to support the Democrat. They're just like, stop with the goddamn guns. That's it. That's it. I don't care who it is, Democrat or Republican, just stop getting my friend shot. That's all they care about. Yeah. So yeah, they're biased.
And they grew up with Twitter and YouTube, and they know how to work this stuff.
Yeah, they know, like, how to wield it.
They're more aware than anybody of the cycle that always happens with these things, which is everybody's sad, thoughts and prayers, Democrats demand change, Republicans say no, and nothing happens. And then it's forgotten about. And they're, like, not letting that happen. They're like, no, we are going to stay on this. We're going to go take buses up to Tallahassee and scream at our representatives. Like, we're, yep, they're going to Washington. Like, they're not, or they're not letting, you know, they're 15 minutes in, basically.
Right. Exactly. So it's, I don't know, man. It's super fucking cool to watch. One of the other things that's happening is, during these town halls and listening tours, they brought Trump's stupid ass out there, and he needed notes to deliver compassionate comments, like, quote, I hear you. He needed to write that down, like when Sarah Palin needed to write down oil on her hand as a talking point. It's actually a true story. But
I forget oil.
Like, no. No, you won't.
No, you're a Republican. You won't forget oil.
Trust us. You're probably fine. But he went out there and then he suggested that we start arming teachers. And then he went on Twitter and was like, I never said that. I didn't say that we should arm teachers. I just said that we should give teachers guns. What? Some teachers, like CNN is fake because they said I wanted to give teachers guns in the classroom. What I actually said is I want to give some teachers guns in the classrooms. CNN is fake news. Oh, okay, dude. Here's the thing. As a black person, I don't want any teachers that have guns in a room full of students.
No. It's a terrible idea. And I know a few teachers and they're vehemently opposed to this.
It's one of the most stressful jobs in the world. You want somebody to just flip out and blow some kid's head off? Because that's what's going to happen, by the way. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, our mutual friend Wendy, who's a teacher, she said, I would rather shield my students' bodies with my own body than carry a gun in a classroom.
Yeah, it's a ridiculous. I honestly believe Wendy. Absolutely. Because she takes being a teacher very, very serious.
Very serious.
Like, and look, you should. It is literally how we determine whether the next generation is ready for life is by educating them. Problem is we don't take it seriously as a society, which is bizarre. I just love how at the same time we're talking about handing out guns to teachers, we just finished having a conversation in the tax cut ordeal that we were taking a $250 credit for the year away from teachers to pay for materials for their students.
Right.
We couldn't afford that.
And the Trump budget, by the way, cuts funding for school security, by the way.
Of course it does. Of course it does. It doesn't matter that he says one thing and then does the exact opposite. I mean, this is one of the reasons why Rachel Maddow's whole thing about, like, don't listen to what they say, listen to, you know, watch what they do. That's why that mantra makes sense. Because they just say a bunch of lies. I mean, Trump came out and said, he's ordering the Department of Justice to ban bump stocks. But that's not how it works. Yeah, so everyone's like, he's like, oh, he's banning bump stocks. And it's like, but that's not how the law works. You can't, the Justice Department doesn't get to do that. They can make a recommendation, but they don't do that. Congress does that. But you know that if you tweet out, I'm going to ban bump stocks, you know, people will go, yeah, he's the hero that we've always wanted, even though, like, your party actually doesn't support that, which is weird. But they'll do that, and then he'll turn around and know that the Department of Justice, he's more than aware that they can't do that, or maybe he isn't. I don't know. He's a fucking idiot. But then Congress will just go, all right, well, we're not going to do anything.
Yeah. Well, that's this arming teachers idea. Most people are against it. It's probably not going to happen. But he put that out there so that next time there's a school shooting, he goes, well, I tried to get arm the teachers. This is your fault. Or if some, like, asshole school districts actually take them up on it, then, hey, you get to sell more guns. And that's always what it comes back down to. Always.
Yeah, always.
Don't like, listen to anything the NRA actually says. All that they're doing is trying to sell more guns. All their fucking scare tactic videos of Dana Loesch being like, ah, immigrants are going to come and rape you. That's all to scare more, to get you to buy more guns. Liberals are coming to take your guns. It's all to buy more guns. We have to oppose these laws because of our freedom. It's just to sell more guns. That's all they're doing is selling guns. That's their only priority.
Yeah. Ironically, Trump wants to take away your guns. And I'm saying that not to be hyperbolic, but because it's true. The question is, will the Republican Party flip out against this? My guess, and this isn't really that difficult of a guess, is they will not. Trump mulling, quote, red flag orders to remove guns from those found to be a risk. The White House is weighing a plan to use red flag laws to confiscate guns from people deemed too dangerous to possess them, according to a Bloomberg report. The law's extreme risk protection orders allow authorities to temporarily take firearms away from people that judges have determined to be a danger to themselves and others. Five states already have such laws in place. According to Bloomberg, the White House has been looking at an Indiana version of the law.
One, imagine if Obama did this.
right. Right. Exactly.
And two, who do you think they're going to use this on?
Right. Come on, man. Come on. And look, here's the thing. I fundamentally don't have a problem with this, but we know that this will not be used evenly. We know it won't be. Oh, are you a black, you know, a black liberation group or something like that, or a black group that, you know, is, you know, pro gun, you know, because you want to protect your neighborhood or whatever?
Black
gone.
Sportsman group.
Yeah.
It doesn't even have to be a black liberation group.
Yeah, you're right.
They have those black hunter groups. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, don't think they won't come for you, because they will. Like, it's this idea that, oh, you know, all of a sudden now we can be sensible about guns. When Obama wanted to make sure that people with mental disorders didn't have guns, that was a bridge too far. That was a bridge too far. This isn't a bridge too far. Like, I don't know if you've seen it. I'm sure you have. Is that video where Obama did that sort of town hall thing, and this conservative white guy stands up and goes, you know, basically you're trying to take away guns. And Obama, like, fucking just dunks on this guy for like 3 minutes, like just straight reasonable facts. And he's like, every time we ask to do anything, the right says that we're trying to take away your guns. Like, we're trying to get the guns out of people who we know have been to ISIS sympathizing websites. We can't take their guns and we can't go after them because the right says that that's unacceptable. So how is this acceptable then? But it is acceptable because Donald Trump is white. And he's a Republican. That's the only reason. Oh, can we take guns out of the hands of brown people? Rock and roll, bro. Second Amendment .1. We just changed that part. Don't worry about it.
Well, and that's always been the case. Like, the reason that the NRA and the Second Amendment is, like, so tied into white identity is because that's who it's for.
Yeah, it's not for black people. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, we could ask Philando Castile about that, but he's no longer with us.
Yeah. Where was Dana Loesch talking about that shit?
They said, oh, well, we need to wait for all the facts to come out, and then nothing, ever. And I saw a bunch of people quit the NRA over that, which is good, but, I mean, you should have quit a long time ago, but...
Yeah, it's more of a like, yeah, dude, we fucking told you. The NRA is a racist organization. They don't give a fuck about brown people with guns. They care about a white guy with guns. That's it. Or somebody who's light enough that if they kill a browner person with a gun, they're like, ah, he's one of us. He's cool. I mean, look at Trayvon Martin. I mean, what the fuck was that asshole's name? He's not white. He's Latino. But he looked...
Oh, Zimmerman?
Yeah, but he looked white enough. And he killed a black kid. That's it. So they were like, yeah, he's cool.
Yeah. Fucking Tamir Rice was a kid carrying a toy gun.
Yeah, they killed him in 0.2 seconds. And somehow they figured out a way to make it his fault.
In an open carry state. And like, oh, we thought it was a real gun and we thought he was an adult. Well, that would have been legal.
Yeah, there's no argument. There's no argument.
We thought he was an adult exercising his right to open carry, so we shot him. What?
Hey, wait a minute, guys. I feel like you don't know your own stances.
Yeah, there's no good way to look at that. You thought he was an adult with a real gun? Okay, then that's legal. You thought he was a kid with a toy gun? Then you just shot a black kid for no reason.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way that you were right on that, no matter how you fucking look at it.
No, and they don't, and here's the thing, is they don't care. They don't care. Like, make no mistake, they don't give a shit. And they don't care because they're not forced to care.
Yeah. Right? We all saw that video of, for one, the balls on this guy, but it was just a black dude walking down the street with an AR-15 on his back. And
nope.
I do not recommend this to anybody.
Fuck but, that noise.
Yeah, they just filmed it like as a see what happens thing. And he, of course, ended up with his face on the pavement with his hands behind his back while they were
being screamed
out, yelling
on.
At him.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like that could have gone real bad. I don't recommend that to anybody.
No, nah, dude, you are a brave and very stupid individual. Like,
but
no.
Thankfully he wasn't killed and he made his point very well.
Yeah, but it doesn't stick.
Yeah. Nobody else needs to make that point though.
Yeah. It's no, we get it, guys. We got it. We got that shit. Like but that's the fucking problem is nobody will. After that happens, no one from the NRA is going to come out and be like, yeah, you know, this guy has a legal reason to have a gun. And, you know, that, you know, this is unacceptable. No, they're not going to say anything. They're going to be like, no, they didn't kill that nigger. Oh, well, that's too bad. Mm. Like, they don't give a fuck.
I know we've talked about this before, but the reason that there's not open carry in California is because governor at the time, patron saint of the Republican Party, the NRA's favorite president, Ronald Reagan, got rid of it because the Black Panthers were running around with strapped up everywhere.
Yeah. And look, I get cops being like, hey, man, that's a little scary. But the law says, and, you know, I'll do like Republicans do. It's not details and facts don't matter. The law says I can have it, so I can have it. That's it. And if that's your stance when it's a white guy, that should be your stance all the time. But it isn't your stance because you're more concerned about race. The race of the people with the guns than you ever are about the so-called law. You don't give a fuck about that. Like you said, you're just trying to sell guns. That's all you care about. And if you can sell guns to black people, cool. If you can't, that's their fault. Like, they don't give a fuck. They don't care. So yeah, it's a super weird thing. A couple of companies have had their have cut ties with the NRA because of all of this.
Bunch of companies.
Yeah, like some pretty big ones, which I thought was kind of cool.
My favorite one of these was, I think it was Enterprise that went first, because they had like an NRA. These are all companies that had like NRA discounts, like if you have your NRA card.
Right, like an NRA credit card or whatever.
Yeah. And there's that, the Bank of Omaha, actually, you could get a credit card with the NRA logo on it, but they discontinued that. But if you're like an NRA member, you know, it's like being a AAA member. You can get discounts some places. But so Enterprise went first and said, we're discontinuing this. And people started freaking out on Enterprise. I'll take my business elsewhere. And then every other rental car company did it. It was awesome.
It's like,
you can't go to Alamo. You can't go to any of them. Like, they all went out at once. They just said, nope, we're doing this together.
Look, and here's the thing. If you're going to rent a car and you love guns, Alamo is definitely your choice. Let's get Texas.
Look at the list. It's fucking every car company. They just went, yeah, none of us want to be the last one, so we're all going at once.
Like, you're not getting me, dude. Nah, no thanks. Fuck that. But yeah, so you've got, like you said, all the car rental companies, United Airlines, Delta. Quite a few, man. And look, it doesn't take a lot to bail on these guys. And, you know, everybody thinks, well, the NRA's, you know, stranglehold around politicians in this country is impossible to break. No, it's not. It really isn't. Because all you have to do is get them to lose connections with these major companies. And once that happens, politicians, look, if, because they have this whole thing that says, The boycott inspired by the Florida shooting massacre has stalled the first stronghold of resistance. None of the video streaming giants, Apple, Google, YouTube, or Amazon, have acknowledged the petition and viral demands to take the NRA videos down or offline. Yeah, they haven't. But if you keep pushing on those guys, you only need to get one of them. You get one of them, the other one's like, nah, yeah, fuck this. Like, nope, nope. You think Jeff Bezos wants to be the last guy holding NRA videos up? No, he doesn't want to be.
Nope.
No, hell no. He'd be like, I had $116 billion. I got bills to pay. I got to get out of here. Like, so you only need to get one. Now, yeah. Now, granted, the NRA has like, they have a YouTube channel and stuff like that. And it's not like, hey, let's go kill minorities. Like, it's not anything like that, right? It's more
overtly, but that's the idea.
I mean, arguably, yeah. But like it does, they do this thing. Like, I hate this guy's face. Like, I truly do. The black dude who works for the NRA, and he's like, I'm the new HIPAA NRA. Yo, what's up? I wear my hat backwards, and I'm like in my 20s. I'm super cool, and I'm like, I'm a black guy. So like, I seem like I'm not shilling for hillbilly white people who are totally really running this organization. Right. So,
okay. Yeah. Walk around open carrying and together.
Yeah. See how it works out for you. Oh, you know, I love guns and guns are great. And I pour ammo oil or whatever on my dick every night. It's awesome. Like, I don't know. I don't have a gun. Motor oil. I don't know what to do. I'm a lib cuck. I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's literally called gun oil.
Okay. Yeah. Where do you get it? I don't know.
Gun store.
Sure. All right. I don't know. I don't know any of these things. I have weapons in my house that are not for that do not require a trigger. So
yes, you have that Captain America shield.
Yeah, that's what I have to protect my family is a plastic $99 shield from Amazon.
It's real vibranium.
Save me, Jeff Bezos.
No,
please.
Nobody attack Jay. That's real vibranium.
That's right. That's why I keep it down in the basement, away from my livelihood. But it's, you know, just like this idea of like them having this YouTube channel to like seem cooler and hipper and stuff like that. Like it's all a ruse, right? Like it's all bullshit. It's all to sell you guns. Like you said, it's all to make the NRA seem cooler. They're not cool. They're not hip.
Yeah, you know, and to stoke racial fears, because everything's all ISIS and MS-13 and Antifa, and they're all coming for you. Buy more guns.
I mean, we all know that Antifa was responsible for the shooting in Parkland, as we're told, right?
Sure.
Fucking stupid nonsense. Get out of here.
They grab some. Okay, so have you seen that? I know it's a GIF that you can use on your GIF board, but that image of like Karl Marx and Lenin and everybody in front of the flag with like the lampshade on their head, and it's the Communist Party.
Yeah, I had that T-shirt for a while.
Yeah. They found some guy that kind of looked like Nicholas Cruz wearing that.
Ugh.
And they're spraying that around. See? It's a commie. Like, fucking, we've seen him in the fucking MAGA hat. What are you talking about?
Yeah, that was that MAGA hat wasn't real. That was an Antifa made hat. Like, I guess? I don't know.
Yeah. Have you noticed that, like, the conversation has not been about ideology at all?
No, it never is. No. Oh, really? You support Trump? That's weird. No, you don't want to talk about it? Okay. Yeah, no, yeah. That's fine. That's fine.
Compare and contrast with Orlando.
Right.
Where most of us were saying the same thing, which is, hey, why can that guy get an AR-15? Why are
they're
we
like liberals?
Yeah.
Muslim.
Yeah. Oh, ISIS. Muslim ISIS. It was ISIS. It was an ISIS attack. I'm like, yeah. No, I think that was a.
Yeah, it was like that was a sad dude who really wanted to bang other guys, but because society is so shitty, he couldn't.
Yeah, well, and he grew up Muslim, which is actually really conservative.
Yeah, I don't know if you know this.
Yeah,
it turns out weird.
Yeah, again, that'd be a great constituency if you weren't such assholes.
Yeah, it would be a solid one to jump right into, but. But alas,
you could have Muslims, you could have older Latinos, you could have older black people. They're pretty conservative.
You absolutely could. They're pretty goddamn conservative.
But they're all Democrats because you're racist.
Yep. Absolutely. It's not a fan, man. I'm just not a fan. Like the way in which we handle, any of this, as far as going forward and making real progress and things like that, or having real conversations about this kind of stuff. No, it's garbage. I mean, we had Dana Loesch, bring her, attractive garbage ass out there. And, it's nice. I still stand on the cuspice of, I want to push her down a flight of stairs and I hope an alligator is at the bottom of it, but she's also very pretty. It's just a fact. Well, at CPAC though, she was looking a little mad crazy though. What is she wearing? Why is she wearing like what George Washington would wear when he was storming a beach? Like, what the fuck is going on? That being said, these other photos of her, I'm like, I get it.
She actually went to that town hall and, Negasonic Teenage Warhead gave her the business.
Yeah, no, she went the fuck in on her.
Yeah, she's like, I'm sorry, answer the question. No, you're changing the subject. Answer the question. God damn.
Again, their only political affiliation is, I don't want my friends to die.
Right.
That's it.
And Jake was running the thing, and he was not taking sides, which he usually doesn't. And he's like trying to actually just be a moderator. He actually did a pretty good job.
Yeah, he did.
And but the crowd was solidly not.
they were definitely playing they were not playing in their home court. They were not. Holy shit. And, you know, and it's just, to me, it's obnoxious because Dana Loesch, like, she tried to be way more reasonable and like, hey guys, I'm cool with it and all this other shit. Like, I get it. I hear you. But then you went to CPAC and you were like, these little fucking assholes, like, they don't know anything. They're stupid. I'm like, why didn't you have that same energy when you were talking to them? Yeah. Meanwhile, you know, fucking Negasonic Teenage Warhead was whooping that ass on stage. But the second you get with your own people, you're like, oh no, it's, you know, the kids are the problem. Like, yeah, you're talking a lot of bullshit. Why don't you talk that shit in front of them?
The media loves. Yeah, Dana Loesch went at CPAC. Difference between a home game and away game, by the way.
Yeah, no kidding.
See, like later, like the next day was at CPAC.
Yeah.
Went, oh, the media loves these. They love crying white mothers. And I say white mothers because, you know, they don't do any town halls for Chicago. Meanwhile, fucking Chris Hayes literally did a town hall for Chicago like a month ago.
how about this? How about this? The media loves dying white mothers or crying white mothers. Bitch, you motherfuckers didn't say anything about Philando Castile. Nothing. Yeah. He's a textbook NRA guy for like someone for you to support. You could actually get away with not seeming racist, but your racism runs so fucking deep that you were just like, we're just not saying anything.
That was a freebie.
It was a fucking freebie where you could be like, no, you know, we support all people. Like, no, you don't. You don't support all people at all. You support white people having guns and having unfettered access to firearms. That's what you support. Just come out and say that. I guess that probably doesn't fit on a business card easily, but like, like, get real, dude. That's what you actually support. You don't fucking support. You don't support like just anybody getting a gun. Get the fuck out of here. You're like, oh, dude, are they mentally ill? No, it's fine. Are they black and mentally ill? Well, I mean, we need to take a look at this. So no, nah, man, look, she is a beautiful garbage person, and the world doesn't need her, man. Like, we don't. So I'm, as much as I find her hauntingly attractive, we can push her down a flight of stairs with an alligator at the bottom. That is fine.
She's the forbidden fruit.
she is. Like, she is. It's too bad. It's too, like, it would be way easier if she looked like Sarah Huckabee Sanders, right? Like, I'd be like, yeah, that's who cares.
Even if she was one of those like pretty blondes, like, I don't think you'd give a fuck. But she's like totally your type.
Oh yeah, man, she's riding down the line. Like, God damn.
Right. If it was like, what's her name, Tammy
Lauren.
Yeah, yeah. If it was
please.
Her, like, oh, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, this one I've got to be like, a little bit more reasonable. I'm like, ah. Maybe she makes a couple of good points, guys. I don't know.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. I disagree.
Like, if you could just not, please. Good Lord. But at the same time, like, yeah, man, I need you to go away. Like, I really do. Cause it's fucked up, man. Like, you don't have that same fucking energy in front of these kids because you're too much of a chicken shit to say your friend's dying was okay so that we could have more guns. Cause that's what your real stance is.
Yeah.
That they are collateral damage in my almost sexual like fetish for weapons of war. And see, to me, that is not fucking acceptable. Like, look, as much as I think shooting guns is cool. I've shot guns. It's fun. But if somebody was like, yo, if we take away all weapons, all guns, you'll never be able to shoot a gun again, but we can guarantee there'll be no more mass shootings of kids in schools. Okay. I'll take that trade. I'll never shoot a gun again. I can play Call of Duty if I want to. It's fine. I can play Duck Hunt if I really want the feel of it. Like, it's not that serious. Right? And I'm sorry. I know people are like, well, you're just not really into guns. Yeah, I understand. I understand that you are, but I don't care because your Second Amendment does not trounce the right for someone to exist. And that's what it really comes down to, is you're literally saying my Second Amendment is more important than the first one, right? Because, you know, you could be like, oh, well, you know, it's in the Bill of Rights. It's the Second Amendment. Yeah, it's the second one. The first one is a right to free speech. And you can't have that free speech when you're fucking dead. So, no. Sorry, beautiful garbage person, but we're done with you.
Yeah, you know, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, which you can't do when you're dead.
Yeah, sorry, man. Like, it's, again, I am all for these teenagers just fucking dunking on Dana Loesch and everyone else supporting this shit. I mean, I saw an image. It was Negasonic Teenage Warhead versus Angel Dust from Deadpool because she kind of looks like Dana Loesch. I was like, yeah, you know, that's pretty good. I like that. So it's I don't know, man. Like, Dana Loesch, the black dude from the NRA as well, like they're there to try to quell the view or to like shield what the NRA really is.
To learn his name.
Nah, I don't give a fuck what his name is. What's a black dude from NRA?
John Selouting Tons. I don't know.
I mean, it basically is. Black guy from NRA.
The one.
There's only one dude. He came right up. What's this guy's name? I don't know. Fucking jackass McDickhole. I don't know.
Is his name Tom? Does he have a nephew?
Oh, I bet he does. Bet he does. But yeah, like that guy, they're all, Dana Loesch and him are there to make everyone who's not in the NRA, like, they want to show this mask of the NRA as not being a bunch of old white dudes. That's all it is. Make no mistake, they are a mask. Just like every black person who's ever been put in front of a white organization to mask their racist standpoints and viewpoints. Just like Fox News that uses women in short skirts with long legs to cover up all the bigoted shit that they say. They're all run by the same bloated pieces of garbage white assholes that have run these organizations forever, and they just use them as a mask. So black guy from the NRA, suck a dick. Dana Loesch from the NRA, suck a dick. You're both just a mask for old white men to perform their bigotry. That's all you're there for. Dana Loesch is there for the sexual angle, and this dumb asshole is there for the minority angle. That's it. I'm surprised they don't have an Arab guy like, yeah, I really hate ISIS. I really do. Check out this AR-15, bro. It's awesome. I'm surprised they don't. Or a kid. Fuck those people, dude.
I'm too white to pronounce this. C-O-L-I-O-N?
Kalion? Kalion Noir? That's not your real name. Noir is not your last name. I guarantee it's not.
Steve Jacobson, I'm sure.
Yeah, get out of here. Kalion Noir. Nigga, shut up. All right, bye. It's just pissing me off. It's not your name. What is this? I'm looking at this guy's Wikipedia. What is... Yeah, that's what I thought. Not your real last name. Collins Edahine. Yeah, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, all right, dude. All right. All right. All right. Fuck you, dude. he has a political science degree from the University of Houston. Yeah, well, you didn't use it very well. Fuck out of here. All right, so guns.
Thurgood Marshall School of Law.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fuck, this guy's legit.
No, well, Thurgood Marshall is. This guy might have gotten a fucking D, a barely passing D. Who knows?
He's got a law degree. I mean.
So what? A lot of people have law degrees. I'm sure Dana Loesch has a law degree. Ooh, he's got 595,000 subscribers. That's actually pretty good. Just a side note. That's not bad. Yeah, but no, that guy's a garbage person, man. Like he is. He is. You are being used. Just you're being used by the NRA because you're black. That's it. Oh no, it's because I'm really smart. No, it's not. It's because you're black. And so they can go, see, we like niggers too. That's all it is. That's all it is. Not tell him to his fucking face. Fuck him. I hate sellout black people. Yo, they really piss me off. Anyway, the Mueller team. Nah, it just makes me really fucking mad. It really does. Because you're not helping black people, dude. You're helping yourself. And you're helping people who would put a bullet in your own people to save themselves a nickel. They don't give a fuck about black people. You think they won't sell your ass out?
Fuck this guy. He's defending the cops in the Philando Castile case.
Yeah.
I got pulled over and I didn't get shot. Okay, well, you were lucky.
Yeah. Why don't you walk down the street with your AR-15, homeboy? Not in Houston, Texas. Walk down the street in fucking Chicago. Or not Chicago, but walk in any place that's not fucking Texas and see how it works out for you. Yeah, guess what? Guess what, Colin? Not really noir. They still see you as a nigga, just like the rest of the people who hired you.
How about, yeah, some other part of Texas? Just venture slightly outside of Houston.
Yeah, go to Dallas. See how it works out for you. Put a bullet in your fucking head and not think twice about it. And, nothing of value would be lost, as far as I'm concerned. All right. Mueller team drops 32 more indictments to force Paul Manafort to flip.
Yeah,
basically.
So we had talked about where it seemed like they may be about to get Rick Gates to flip. And so in that interview, it turns out he lied.
Oops.
That, like, you know, that queen for a day thing. We were talking about, like, you can say whatever you want, but you better not lie. Well, he lied, and it was verifiable. And then this week, they did what I like to call indictment boarding, where they held him down, and they dumped indictments on his face till he couldn't breathe, and then let him up for air. Will you talk? Will you talk? No, no, more indictments!
I like that. Indictment boarding. It's pretty much, that's pretty true.
They already had a dozen each, right? And then they dumped 32 more on them.
I mean, that's a devastating amount of indictments, dude.
Rick Gates pled guilty immediately.
Nah, he's like, fuck that. I'm out.
Yeah, fucking Manafort, via his lawyer, puts out a statement. I am innocent of all these charges. 44 indictments? Really? I'm innocent of all of them.
Like, nah, dude, you're really not. You're really not.
That, to me, is as ridiculous as, like, I don't know, Harvey Weinstein going, those 58 women are lying.
All of them together. They I'm a good person. Like, no, dude, you're not.
You got 44 indictments, bro. I think you might have gotten in trouble for at least one or two of them.
Yeah. One of these is going to stick.
He's 68 years old.
You're gonna die in prison.
Absolutely. Like, that's your choice now. Flip on Trump or die in prison.
Mm. Guess what Jay's choice is?
Flip immediately?
No, I wouldn't even. It wouldn't even be a conversation. What do you have to say about Donald Trump? Did it. He did all of it. Him. I just point him out. Like,
they wouldn't even have the second handcuff on.
No, dude. They would show up in my house. They would show up in my house and I would just start writing shit down. Let me type this out. I have documents. Like, nah, man, I'm not going to prison. I'm not going to prison for Donald Trump. No, hell no. Are you crazy? I'm not going to prison for any of you assholes. I'll sell each and every one of them out. 10 times over, man.
Oh, dude, the funniest fucking part from these new indictments. For one, they're from the state of Virginia, so Trump can't even pardon his way out of this, which is awesome. And they're mostly like for tax evasion, but
conspiracy against the United States. Damn.
That was in the original series of indictments too.
Yeah.
But, and now he has him in two states. Good luck.
Right. And now your deputy campaign director has pled guilty to conspiracy against the United States. But it's a witch hunt. So
yeah, no, it's all made up. It's all false. It's all false.
The funniest part of it, it's in the indictment, is Manafort left a paper trail.
This is fucking amazing.
Because he was trying to convert all his documents to PDF and didn't know how to do it.
Someone help me.
Sent everything over to Rick, converted it, sent it back, and left just a giant paper trail of all their crimes. You idiots.
Hey man, can you doctor this profit and loss sheet? Yeah, I can't do it in PDF, so if like you could convert it to Word and then send it back to me, I'll change it, then I'll send it back to you, then you know, make it into a PDF. All right, cool. Yeah, no problem, man. No one's ever going to see these emails. Like, yeah. This is why laundering money or doing things that have money involved in them as far as crimes is almost always a bad idea. Because if it's a large enough amount of money, you're going to write something down.
Yeah, and we're talking about millions of dollars. It's amazing to me that these fucking bumbling fools have not gotten caught until now.
Yep.
So the fascinating thing about this is, so Manafort has like been in deep to Oleg Deripaska.
Yes.
Doesn't sound like someone you want to owe money to.
Russian, Vladimir Russian. Yeah.
Yeah. So. Sounds like you may have some polonium tea in your future. He was absolutely in him for like $16 million.
Oops.
And he goes to a bank, this bank in Chicago, and gets him to loan it to him by telling the bank manager, because it was like a veterans bank in Chicago. And they lent him a quarter of their lendable money for the year.
And he's not a vet. He's not a vet at all.
Nor from Chicago. And they lent him a quarter of their lendable money because he told the guy they were going to make him Secretary of the Army.
And they lied. And they lied to him.
Yes.
This is, okay.
And bro is like calling up the Pentagon, trying to get briefings and shit.
Yeah. So can I like get this information before I apply? Or,
no, I'm going to be Secretary of the Army, so I kind of need some information.
They're like, yeah, no, who is this? Like, what are you talking about, dude? Who are you? The funny thing is, allow me to pause the podcast for a second and do something that I like to call Criminality 101. Criminality 101, here's another lesson. When you're doing crimes and you're telling people, like you're trying to do quid pro quo things, don't fuck over the people that you were supposed to do the thing for. Because that is how people flip on you, because they're like, this guy embarrassed me, so now I have no reason to protect them.
Yeah.
I don't understand why you'd be like, yeah, you'll be Secretary of the Army. And then Trump's like, I'm not picking that guy. And you're like, like no, but dude, we really gotta, we gotta do this. We gotta pick this guy.
I'm gonna get murdered by Russian gangsters. Don, you gotta do this for me.
For the love of God, I'm in too deep, baby. I'm in 16 million. I'm not gonna make it out. Like, Manafort is so incredibly fucked. He's so incredibly fucked.
No one has ever been more fucked than Paul Manafort.
Yeah, like Gates is like, you're not getting me. Like, I might do 2 years, man, in some, like, nice, you know, federal prison or something, but I'm not going to prison for 30 years. Paul Manafort, on the other hand, is definitely going, like, just flip, dude. Just flip.
If he doesn't flip, he is never going to see sunlight again. Like, this is, he's 68, which, by the way, you know, actually holding up pretty well for 68.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah, doing okay. I mean, the Jester Men helps, but. You know, yeah, for a 68-year-old guy, looking pretty good, which is weird because I would be so stressed that all my hair would fall out.
Yeah, no, it's gone. Gone. No, I would look like those people who suffer from, like, you know, like alopecia, where they have just no hair anywhere. Like, No eyebrows, nothing. It would just be gone, everything. Because I would be afraid that a Russian was going to murder me at any point in the day, every day. But like the big part of these indictments, and you're right, like they're just being waterboarded with indictments, is the big part of this is all of this shady shit that they were doing with the bank and promising this guy that they were going to make him Secretary of the Army. All of this was happening while they were working for the Trump organization or the Trump campaign, which is actually a pretty profound thing to know. The other part of it, though, about going back to that Chicago bank, is that the person who was forced to put through that loan, not the person who they promised to be Secretary of the Army, but just a person working at the bank, they originally came out and they were like, this doesn't seem right. Like, I'm not signing off on this. It's like, this is crazy. Like a bank manager or whatever. And they were like, no, you're going to do this because, you know, fucking Bob over there is going to be Secretary of the Army. It's going to be pretty sweet. And they were like, okay, man, you're making me do this. But I you know, I'm not okay with this because this seems like really shady. That person is now cooperating with the Mueller team. So even that person is like, you're not getting me. Fuck this. I'm not involved. I'll dime you out too. Everyone is diming you out because they have no incentive to protect you. Good. Okay. It's fine by me. Works for me. I don't give a shit. But it's just hilarious to watch.
Did you ever see that clip? I'm sending it to you right now. If you want to play it, it's just 12 seconds. But them asking Paul Manafort if they have any relationships with Russia.
Oh my God. This is one of the greatest things ever. Hold on. Hold on. This shit is, well, give me a second. Let me pull it up. But like, this shit is amazing because like, never has there been a better indication of a person lying in the history of the world. This guy was supposed to be like a genius at what he did. Okay, dude. All right, here you go. This is absolutely incredible.
So to be clear, Mr. Trump has no financial relationships with any Russian oligarchs.
That's what he said. That's what I said. That's obviously what our position is.
Yo.
Yes, stumbling, muttering, prick you.
Like, yo, you're so fucking guilty.
You may fold under questioning.
Can you imagine him being put under the fucking pressure by Mueller and those guys?
That's obviously that's what I said. That's what our position is.
Yeah, we're gonna
this
need
is the guy. This is the guy between you and prison right now, Donald Trump.
Yeah, you're fucked. That guy has no ability to, and he's looking down the entire time. He refuses to look at the camera. That's what I said. That's what we said. That's our position. I don't know.
I like the name of this, Manafort crushing it on CBS. This if you want to look this up right now, it's 12 seconds on YouTube. Manafort crushing it on CBS this morning.
But it's so true. He looks so guilty. Every time they play that clip back, it's like, yeah, dude, this dude is definitely up to some shit.
It's my favorite. It always makes me laugh.
That's our position. That's what I said. Yeah, all right, dude. Okay. All right.
I'm guilty! Well, sorry.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like, he did it! Donald Trump is guilty. For the love of God, just let me out of this. Don't send me back to the Ukraine. That's all I ask.
Vladimir Putin is Barron's father. Sorry. What? What? No. What?
I didn't say that. Get out of here. That's true. Thereby meaning that Vladimir Putin is Jared's father because he's a time traveler. Everyone knows. Right, yeah,
we have a lot of interesting theories on this show.
I'm telling you, one day it's all going to come out. During the Mueller investigation, they're going to find out time travel is real and that Jared can't get a clearance because you can't be two people at the same time. That's the
word. Also, because he was Cozy Bear because he's very good at the cyber.
Yeah. True story. Hashtag
all of our Baron theories.
They're all coming together. Well,
Baron
we can't.
Baron is Vladimir Putin's son. Baron is Cozy Bear or Fancy Bear. Haven't decided yet.
No, it's definitely Cozy Bear because he's cozying up to the president, pretending
right,
to be
good
his
call,
son.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he's a time traveler.
And by the way, Fancy Bear is definitely Melania. That just makes sense.
There you go. Oh, boom. Yeah. And Andy's a time traveler, and he is Slenderman.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Just trying to keep them all sorted.
Just saying. And they all make sense together, too. The more they're tied together, the more sense it makes.
Right. Yeah. This is all going to come out in the Mueller probe.
Welcome to a brand new episode of Disinformation Battles. It's going to be awesome. We'll replace.
We have the document.
It'll replace InfoWars when that gets ripped off of YouTube next month.
When I found this, this is horrifying. Baron Trump is actually a time traveler. You notice you never see Baron and Jared in the same room together? That's because they're the same guy. We have the documents. They're fish people. I've seen the gills flopping around in the tanks.
scratching at the tanks. It's really sad. He's more of a Baron Jared Chimera.
He's a half man, half giraffe. The experiments that have been going on.
I like that Alex Jones just found out the word chimera, and so he uses it all the time.
Right.
He watched Mission Impossible 2, and he was like, they said chimera. That's a pretty cool word. I'm going to look that up.
Let me Google that. Holy fuck.
This is crazy. I'm definitely going to use that on tomorrow's fake show that I do.
I like to think he really believes in this shit.
Oh, God. That would be so sad. Like, it really would be. That would be devastating. His fans certainly do. So like we mentioned, Gates has officially flipped. Like, he's... Like, that dude is like, no, I'm good. Like, this, I'm over it. So.
Yeah, and Manafort's right-hand man for a ton of crimes.
Yeah, you're going to prison, man.
A bunch of stuff in Ukraine.
When they both work for Yanukovych.
There you go. And then most of the Trump campaign came on with Manafort, stayed around with Bannon, helped with the... inauguration. Like, he was around for a long time. He's gonna be good for some info.
Oh yeah, so good luck with all that. I'm waiting for Rick Gates to get denigrated by the president. That's how you know he's really freaked out.
As soon as he was a low-level volunteer.
Yeah,
just got the coffee.
Yeah, he's a coffee boy. That's it. He didn't do anything. Like, okay. Okay.
I barely met him.
As if that matters. Like, that's irrelevant.
There's literally video of him. Get up on stage here, Rick. Oh, he's been so helpful. Instrumental in this, Rick Gates. What, ladies and gentlemen.
Couldn't have done it without you, Ricky.
Never met him. Don't know who that guy is.
Nope. Just like fucking Papadopoulos. Who's Papadopoulos? Oh, is he just happen to be sitting at this foreign policy table next to all of my big... folks, okay, yeah, sure. He's nobody.
Never had any meetings with him. Never met him. Don't know who he is.
It's like, why are you talking as if we don't have eyes? It's weird.
And then his like weirdly attractive Italian fiance is showing up, being like, George Papadopoulos is the key to this whole thing.
He's going
to crack this thing open like a walnut.
What did she refer to him? She referred to him as the
Said he was going to be the John Dean of this, yeah.
It's like, yo, those are some fucking large words. Also, you just trying to get shot, lady? Like, I'd shut my mouth if I were you.
Hey, you know what? George Papadopoulos may have made a lot of poor choices, but he has good taste in women.
Yeah, well, she was not one of the poor choices, I would argue.
He made one good one and a sea of terrible ones.
That's fine. When he gets out of jail in 50 years, he'll be fine. He'll get married then.
He flipped. He's gonna get like 6 months. He'll be fine.
Yeah, and then he'll still be working in politics, which will be weird. But like, dude, what are you doing here? Get out of here.
We're not. You can't even hold your liquor. Anything.
Yeah, don't tell that guy a goddamn thing. So strange. Next up, Bernie Sanders. You know what? Let me preface this. I supported Bernie Sanders in the primary. Against that evil witch, Hillary Clinton, who's going to destroy America. I actually don't believe that part at all. That's ridiculous. But
she totally killed Seth Rich.
She did. She murdered him, and then her and Bill Clinton had sex on top of his dead body. That's what I heard.
Well, now I know you're lying.
Yeah, they don't have sex anymore. Come on.
They haven't had sex since they made Chelsea. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I mean, those are facts. Vladimir Putin is also Chelsea Clinton's father. It's strange.
That's where the rift is.
Yeah.
It's just like...
that's why he hates Hillary Clinton. He's like, look, why won't you get back with me? And she's like, fuck off. Yeah, so that's what
you can spend all this money on polonium, Vladimir, but you can't pay your child support payments.
It's like oh, sad. So Vladimir Bernie Sanders, I supported.
Vladimir Sanders.
I mean, one could argue.
He did honeymoon in the Soviet Union.
Think about it. So Bernie Sanders, again, I supported Bernie. I like Bernard. But these days he is fucking up. Like, he's seriously fucking up, and it's starting to piss me off. So when the Mueller investigation came out, or the Mueller team came out and said, hey, when they did that 13 indictments of the Russians, as one of the greatest Let's Protect Rod Rosenstein moves of all time.
Yes.
God, it was brilliant. But when they did that, one of the things in their report was that the Russians had done... Not only had they been running sort of interference and shitting all over Hillary Clinton, but they had been using Facebook and Twitter bots to support Sanders and Jill Stein so that they could try to, like, basically splinter the Democratic Party, or the splinter to the left, I should say. Now, since that came out, both Bernie Sanders and Jill Stein, and Bernie especially, because Jill Stein is irrelevant to anything, came out and said that, no, this is not true, and that, you know, basically kind of covering for Trump. Because they didn't want their campaigns associated with this behavior. I got to tell you, that really disappoints me, because it doesn't mean that you support the Russian bots or, you know, Russia's stance. But what you're doing is you're giving cover to this piece of garbage, Donald Trump, who absolutely benefited from this situation. It's true. Like, dude, they have Facebook groups literally run by Russians that are like, Bernie for president and all this other shit. Like, they did support you. And it's just, it wasn't really in support of you. It was just anti-Hillary Clinton. That's all it was.
Yeah.
I don't understand what's so hard about being like, hey, we take the FBI at their word. Like, this is super fucked up. But obviously we didn't have anything to do with this. Like, that's a reasonable stance to take.
Right.
And not just ignoring it.
Yeah. And say, yeah, this was going on, and I'm going to use my position in the Senate to make sure we, you know, investigate this and make sure it doesn't happen again, and we have free and fair elections in the future. Blah, 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 blah. It should be easy. I do love, by the way, is that this is re-aggravating the Bernie-Hillary rift, which, man, that's just the best.
Yeah, we haven't had enough of that.
Yeah, still be doing this shit. Yeah, that's great. Let's just keep doing that, because we got a slam dunk this year and in 2020 if we don't fuck it up.
Yep.
And one really good way to fuck it up is to just keep ripping that Band-Aid off and exposing that wound again.
Yeah, it's, I don't know, it's really irritating. And to me, to your point, Sanders... And I don't expect Stein to do the right thing, because I think Stein is far more. I think she's actually happy that Clinton lost. Like, even after seeing what's happening, I think she's still like, yeah, fuck her. Which to me is crazy.
Well, I think she's like the Susan Sarandon stance, which is actually kind of true, by the way. This is gonna, you know, reawaken the left and start the revolution, which is. I mean, it's
partially
true. It is true, but I don't think that we're going to have acceptable losses to get there. Like, 4 years of Trump is definitely going to awaken the left. You're right.
but it's going to be so devastating to so many people's lives, and already has been, you know, people being ripped from their homes and deported, and you know, we can't unbomb the people that have been bombed, right? Like,
it's, right.
Like, I don't know why nobody talks about this, but in the first 6 months of Trump, you know, Obama got tons of heat for civilian casualties, as well he should have, right? I'm not going to defend that for a second. But
right.
In the first 6 months of Trump, they had more civilian casualties than under all 8 years of Obama.
Yeah, which is unacceptable. Though. Well, but it's different, though.
Oh, right. Oh, okay.
No, I don't have a more definitive answer than that, but it's just different because well, of reasons. I don't know.
How come every one of my fucking lefty friends who will not stop shitting on Obama for it just like doesn't have a thing to say about it now?
You know why? Because everything is shitty. And when like it's when the country
on one thing.
Right, like I mean like literally that's it, right? Like we had under Obama, like you think about as much as you were into politics, you and I were into politics, even over the course of Obama's 8 years, there were plenty of times you could take a week off of politics, week or two off, and just be like, eh, you know, like, whatever. Like, I'm just tired of reading about politics. And, like, the world wasn't crashing in around you, right?
Right.
You can't afford to take any time off because there's always a new thing, a new controversy, a new mistake, like a major mistake happening. And so I think because there are so many...
Look at like, this show. Every time we've missed a week, and we're like, okay, we have 1,100 stories.
Right. And so we never get to the war in Afghanistan or Iraq because it's like, yeah, that I'm sure that's going shittily. But like all these other things are happening and we might just like blow up the Korean Peninsula. But yeah, I know we get it from last year. Everyone died. Yeah. Whatever. There's more new shit. Like that's the problem. It is literally like disaster overload. And people are like, oh, I think he's doing that on purpose. No, I think he's just that incompetent.
Yeah.
I don't think he's like, yeah, let's screw up 9 different things. No, I think he's just screwing them up because he's stupid. And everyone around him is incompetent.
Yes. That's the worst thing. I mean, we've had incompetence surrounded by competence before.
Like, yeah. Go back 2 presidents.
Yeah. Say what you will about the evil George W. Bush team, but... they at least knew what they were doing.
Yeah. No, they were evil, but they knew that they were being evil.
They at least had a competent ethics lawyer making sure that they had all their T's crossed and their I's dotted.
Goddamn Russian speed tarred and feathered. I love Richard Painter, man.
The only person of this benefit is Vladimir Putin.
He gets so mad.
Why? It's weird that because his lips don't like go together, so he can't say Putin. Like, he can't do the P, so...
Oh no, he's awesome though. Like I like that guy. Yes. I like that guy.
Yeah, he's great.
He doesn't take no shit, man. Like he just doesn't. It's like, hey, what do you think? Richard Painter's like, fuck him. Next question. Like, god damn.
They're all pieces of shit and they turned my party into a goddamn tire fire.
Like, well, you're not wrong.
Yeah, you're right. You want to hang out with Michael Steele? He feels the same way.
Yeah, more on that later.
we had a weird show
where I defend Michael Steele.
We always had an acceptable amount of covert racism. We did not do this overt racism that we're doing now. We kept that shit on the down low to keep people voting for us in the South.
Hello, pay attention. Like... I mean, he's not wrong. Again.
Southern strategy. Didn't you pieces of shit read Lee Atwater?
They're like, Lee who? We're for the all right. Like,
Dog whistles, you piece of shit. Don't you know how to do this?
That's the thing. It's like, at least old school Republicans, I could respect. I could respect their evil ways. Like, these guys are just stupid.
Yes, they're incompetent and evil, which is a bad combo.
Yep. Too bad. So Bernie Sanders, known leftist.
They didn't do anything with Gary Johnson. Because they didn't want to pull votes from the right?
Probably. I mean, look, they just gave... I mean, I don't think Gary Johnson was enough of a like, I don't think he was doing enough damage.
He got more votes than Jill Stein. But yeah, he was probably pulling more for the right, huh?
Yeah, like, I feel like they were worried about...
Many people that went to Johnson, though, for some fucking reason.
It's because those people don't actually pay attention to politics. They were just anti-Hillary Clinton. Because there's no way you pick a Republican or a Libertarian when you pick Bernie. Like, those ideologies are so vastly different.
Yeah, like, if on the political compass, libertarianism and socialism are complete opposites.
Yeah. Well, that's because people don't really understand them. They're just like, I like Bernie, and I like anti-system. I like anti the system. Like, yeah, but I'm going to need you to actually understand the thing. Stop smoking weed.
Dude, there was a guy who I used to argue with in 2012 because he was a Ron Paul guy.
Ugh.
Who showed up as a Bernie guy in 2016. And I was like,
how?
Do you have any beliefs?
What are you talking about? Bernie? How do you go from Ron Paul to shut up, yo. Is drugs the only thing that you care about? Because that's the only thing they have, like, remotely in common.
Okay, weed, mass incarceration, and non-intervention are the only ones I could think of.
Yeah, that's true.
But other than that, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, they don't have anything else in common.
If those are your only three issues, I guess, fine. But
I doubt it.
Yeah, but like, socialism is, we should do everything with the government. We should empower the government to do all the things. And libertarianism is, why do we have a government?
Right, exactly. The government is gross and weird, and it makes me uncomfortable.
Why don't we hand everything to the free market?
I'm telling you, because most people don't understand, they don't understand the things that these guys actually believe. They really don't. They're just like, yeah, this is cool or this is not cool. This guy's popular. This guy's anti, you know, anti the establishment. So that's enough. Like, that's it.
There's this realization a lot of libertarians had when they thought they had an actual genuine libertarian movement going in the Tea Party thing. And then they all turn around to Trump, who's as big government a Republican as it gets.
Yep.
And they're like, oh, we thought we had a libertarian movement. Turns out they were just voting for the craziest bastard in the room.
Yeah, it's got nothing to do with his actual views.
Yeah,
he's just loud. He's loud and like, Democrats are evil. And he's like, they're like, cool, that's great. What are his views? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's some sad, like true believers in the Tea Party thing are like, this is it, man. Rand Paul, 2016, we're doing it. It's our time. We built this whole movement based on libertarian ideals. And President Rand Paul is what? What are you doing? You're going with who? The authoritarian? What the fuck?
Yeah. And they're like, yeah, we nailed it, man. This is awesome. Didn't we make the right choice? Like, no, what the fuck are you doing? Because they don't know. They don't know. And the thing is, not only do they not know, they don't care either.
Yeah. The Tea Party ideology could not have fallen apart faster. Remember when they were so horny about the fucking deficit?
They're like, here, like, oh man, I'm so horny for the deficit. You know what I'd really like? I'd love to get a nice, big, gaping $1.5 trillion hole to stick my tiny penis in. Yeah. So hot.
Fucking Rand Paul's the only one left standing there going, hey, what about the deficit, though? Like,
shut up, Rand!
Shut up, cuck. No one cares.
Yeah.
We're making America great again.
Yep. All we care about is these sweet, dumb, old man hats. That's all we care about.
Wait. So what's left? Were you guys just racists?
Yeah. Yes! Hello? Economic anxiety. Oh, I'm so sad about the economy. Let's get black people. I don't really care about anything. They are ideologically consistent to the point of, is this guy on my team? That's about it.
Rand Paul thought he had a libertarian movement on his hands.
You fucking idiot. He wouldn't be the last Republican to think that everything is way different than it is. More on that later.
You know what, though? We're going to need your Mike Lee and your Rand Paul types when we do take back the Senate and want to do some genuine prison reform. So we will need guys like that.
Yeah.
Something.
Look, and that's fine. That's where we can come together on stuff. But like this idea that you thought that your party was actually going to support libertarian ideas is crazy to me. No, they weren't. They're corporatists. They're corporatists, dude. They're not there for like, oh, let's make it even and everybody go their own way. No, go our way. That's what we want.
The fucking budget is literally more money than the economic stimulus package that everybody shit a brick about.
Yep. But that's Andy, you see, the problem is what you're saying makes sense, and they're not really there for that. And it's cute that you think they would be, but no, they're not there for that.
Well, it's fine, because, you know, when we take power back and they start shitting a brick about deficits again, we're going to go,
nah, I don't think so.
Nope.
We got to arm these teachers, man. We got to spend the money on
blocks. You
already
showed your hand, guys. Yep. We know what cards you're holding.
And they won't care. Like, they'll just be like, no, we were always for deficits. And then Paul Ryan will get up there and be like, no, the problem is, you know, we can't just allow these deficits to increase. Like, dude, what did you do to stop it? And he'd be like, look over there. It's a car crash.
Yeah, we tripled it, didn't we?
Yeah. Or no, he'll turn around and say Democrats did. Or they'll pull that Mitch McConnell move. Like, you didn't tell us, you didn't warn us enough to not do this thing that we did. What? That's one of the greatest things of all time. Obama, hey, don't do that. That's gonna really fuck things up. Republicans, fuck you, Obama. We're gonna do it anyway. Turns out, oh, it's really gonna fuck things up. Why do you tell us? You didn't tell us loud enough that we were gonna screw it up. So it's my fault now? All right, yo, bye. Bye. Wow.
Morons.
Are you six? Like, are you 6 years old? So yeah, this Bernie story, getting back to that and moving on. Nah, man. Now, fuck you, dude. Like, they're talking about, oh, well, they took information, you know, people in his campaign took information to the Hillary folks and they had more information than them. And they tried to do best that they could. Yeah, that's all fine and good. I don't know if that's true or not. It's hard to verify that. I'm not saying that it's not true. But my biggest issue is,
what's interesting is they took it to a Hillary supporting PAC. Which,
right, like not to the
not
campaign.
Allowed, yeah, which is like not allowed to share information with the campaign legally, right?
Right.
Like, they can't coordinate by law. I know people do, but absolutely, you're not supposed to.
But like that whole idea of, oh, we went to them, is still irrelevant, because at the same time, that has nothing to do with these Facebook groups and things like that that you knew were around. Or not even, I shouldn't even say that. Maybe they didn't know that. But after the fact, the campaign is over. Just come out and be like, we didn't know about this, and this is really unacceptable. That's it. Yeah. It doesn't mean that, it doesn't take away with the fact that you had this massive groundswell of support. You did. That's legitimate. People came to your rallies. We saw that. It was a huge deal. I was a supporter. I wasn't a supporter because of what I read on Facebook. I was a supporter because of what you said. Now, that being said, you know, all that being said, you can also say, yes, this was clearly Russians trying to do this, and it's really regretful that some people fell for that. Why is that hard to say? That doesn't mean it doesn't mean you support Russia. It doesn't mean you're anti-democracy or anti-Hillary Clinton or pro-Hillary Clinton. It doesn't mean any of that. It's just a statement of fact. Come on, man. God damn, Bernie, what the fuck? And don't run in 2020. Just sit your old ass the fuck down. I'm serious. I will not vote for him in 2020, not in a primary or anything. Sit down. Sit down and shut up. That's all I need you to do. Just shut up. Old man yelling at the sky. President? What's that?
You don't want an 80-year-old president?
No. I don't want the fucking idiot we have in office now.
I was I was thinking about Bernie, actually, in another context, because like all these kids are basically starting a movement, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now, in this next election, the millennials will actually outnumber the boomers. So if they all vote, they could be the deciding factor. And like everybody under 30, not everybody, but it was like, if you look at the numbers under 30 in the Democratic primary, it was like 80% for Bernie, right? So now we've got this young movement of people who are paying attention, who are like, they really want gun control. They really want universal health care. They really want money out of politics. They really want, you know, to stop fucking around with foreign wars and all this shit that, you know, that they saw in Bernie, I don't think those beliefs just go away because Bernie didn't win. I think a lot of those people really genuinely believe in this stuff still, and they're starting this political movement. And, you know, even if what brings them together is the anti-gun thing, there's all this other stuff that they really want. They, you know, they want, like, you know, tuition-free college and all this shit. Like, and they're going to be, if I know young people notoriously don't vote, but this could be one of the things that wakes them up to this, right?
Yeah. I mean, look, they've been saying that for years, but at the same time, what's the name? Young people came out for Obama like crazy. So it's not impossible to happen.
That was when we were young people, and we're just a better generation than them. So
yeah, I mean, that's just a fact.
Yeah, we're the Zennials.
Ugh. Don't
we're the Oregon Trail generation, bro.
That's right. We're going to die of dysentery. It's going to be awesome.
We were the last people who didn't have all of our business on social media during high school. Like, you could just turn it off and go home.
Yep.
You just not be part of it. And then, like, slightly after us was MySpace.
Like, thank God.
Dude, I was thinking about how bad that must suck. Just be like, you shit your pants in second period and you can't just go home and not hear about it. Like, your Twitter's blowing up.
Yeah, forever.
Fucking, you can't log on to Xbox because then, hey, you shit your pants.
Like, yeah, remember that, bro? It's awesome.
You can't just go home and pretend you didn't shit your pants. It's just, it's everywhere.
That's funny. Oh, well.
Dude, that's gotta suck so bad.
It does, but that's what happens when you guys come up with technology. Now you created that technology. Now you're gonna die with it. That's not my problem, stupid young people. Should have thought about your shitting your pants ahead of time, but you didn't, did you? No. So you deserve what you got, you jerks. Oh, my poor shitting pants scenario. Good. Put it on the internet. Put it on the IG. Put it on the gram. That's right. Bob shit his pants, and now he can't be president in 30 years.
I think you have to own it, right? You hop onto your YouTube channel, because I love YouTube channels. Totally shit my pants today, bro.
Make sure you subscribe and hit that bell so you find out when I shit my pants next time. So you'll get an email about it.
Like, comment, subscribe. We're going to be eating Tide Pods and shit our pants tomorrow.
All right, man. Come on back. We'll see you guys next time. Like, oh, wow. President Barron is so honest.
Dude, I'm so glad that I didn't have YouTube. Oh. I think about all the stupid ass shit that we did in high school and junior high. I'm like, man, if that was online.
Oh, yeah, that is a terrible, terrible scenario for me.
Think of every dumb thing you did. Plenty of them. Imagine that being on the internet forever.
No, thank you. Holy shit. Nope. Do not need it. Do not want it. I am good. That's a terrible choice I would have made. Awful.
Good luck, Generation Z, post-millennials, whatever the fuck you're called.
I don't know. They're all stupid. stupid soap-eating idiots. They're all dumb. Stop eating detergent. What's wrong with you? What are you guys all doing?
We need them, Jay.
Yeah, well, they're all going to be dead from eating Tide Pods. They don't stop. Just get it together.
That's the best fucking point that anybody made all week, is zero people have died of Tide Pods, but like grocery stores everywhere are locking them up and making them really hard to get. Meanwhile, everybody's got fucking guns.
Yep. It's fine. Well, shit, wasn't it Florida? Florida is like making it illegal, or no, they're trying to change it so that Tide Pods look less delicious, but like we won't like ban bump stocks. Like, all right, man.
What the fuck? One kid died from a lawn dart. Now nobody gets them.
Yep. Oh, Tide Pods? Yeah, definitely. Hey, we just killed 13 kids at a high school with a gun. Yeah, there's nothing we could do.
Yeah, it's fine.
I bet there's at least one thing we could do.
Press freedom.
Yep. Your kids have to be murdered. That's just how it works.
Let's talk about these kids eating like goddamn laundry detergent.
I saw Tide Pods today at the store and I was like, I should just eat five of them. I'm just going to pick some up.
They do look good. Like, I didn't think about it until this started going around. I'm like, man, they fucking look delicious. They're right.
I'm going to put them in a pan. Find out what's what.
I'm gonna buy some Gushers though.
Yeah, those. Yeah, maybe that's the problem. Is they grew up on Gushers and they were like, these are obviously the same. Because those kids were stupid.
They're like really big Gushers. It looks like it's got two flavors.
Yeah, even though it has Tide on the cover, it's fine. It's probably you know, the same people are lying to you that told you that the Earth was round. So yeah, you should probably just eat them.
Fucking that's... Gushers. If you want to get back in the game.
Now is the time, dude.
Now's the time.
Holy they, shit. Can you imagine they came out with like Gusher pods?
Giant with two swirling flavors. You'll sell like a gajillion of them.
Yep.
Gushers haven't been relevant in 15 years. This is your move. Make it.
I would. And everyone would be like, Gushers is a fucking shitty company, whoever makes them. And I'd be like, yeah, you're right. How many were we selling? Who cares? Yeah, we're right. You're right. We're garbage. Right.
We're opportunistic bags of shit. Want to hang out on my yacht?
Yeah, that's right. The SS Gushers are back. Like, fuck you.
Gush pods!
Tell you, man. Think about it. $1 billion idea.
If anybody from Gushers is listening right now.
And you know that they are.
If you want to make $1 billion, capitalize on this shit.
Yeah, because kids are stupid.
Tomorrow is too late. Do it now.
Do they still make Gushers? Who's the company who makes this?
I don't know.
All right. Well, I'll look it up at some point. I will get that information back to you before the end of the episode. All right.
Probably
somebody
who actually is a cigarette company.
Probably. it's like Philip Morris's Gushers. Like, oh, man. He tastes like cigarettes.
You trace back so many things. It's like, wait, Philip Morris owns that? Oh, fuck.
That's terrible.
They own like Kraft or something.
Probably some major companies like that. Yeah. Wow, Gusher still has a Twitter account.
Right on.
Now is the time, man. Now is the time.
Make your move.
Fruit Gushers. All right. So let's talk about the Democratic memo that was released. Gushers.
Fruit what? Candy in the shape of elongated hexagonal bipyramids. Produced by General Mills under the Betty Crocker brand name. There you go.
Pretty sure Betty Crocker is owned by someone else, too.
Who owns General Mills?
Yeah. I forget who owns. I think someone owns General Mills.
Well, let's find out. Anyways, you were saying.
Democratic memo. That got released. Not too much fanfare around this one because, of course, it's been released after the big memo gate happened. But all you need to know is that they redacted some parts of it so they could release it legitimately. And it basically just proves what we've always thought, which is the Democrats are just like, here's the underlying evidence. No, the dossier was not used for this to start the investigation. So it's all basic stuff. I don't know that there's any like big bombs in this. Not that I can tell so far. So just keep your eye out on this. But I don't suspect there's going to be any other like huge bombs that come out.
No, but it's just what we all thought. Yeah, you know, context for everything. They did redact a bunch of stuff that would have helped.
Yeah, and that's fine.
Understand it, but you know, whatever.
You want to talk?
The Nunes memo is a bomb anyway.
Oh, it did nothing.
They thought this was going to destroy the entire Mueller investigation.
And the entire FBI, by the way.
Right.
we're going to show them. Like, no, you're not. You're not going to show them anything. You want to talk about this Missouri governor? I know you're really proud of his antics.
I was just more excited about the Dan Savage article about it. I got to find that quote. It's hilarious. But yeah, so the governor of Missouri, fuck, what's his name?
Etchen. Hold on a second. Indicted governor, Eric Greitens.
Greitens, that's it. Greitens. Yeah. Yeah, so he's like the young up and comer, future of the Republican Party type, former Navy SEAL. Could have been a good bet, but it turns out that not only was he having an affair, he
he bound and like blindfolded this woman and took naked pictures of her and blackmailed her so that if she ever told about the affair, he would have these pictures, I guess, which I don't understand how that would help you.
Yeah.
like, he had an affair with me. Well, I've got naked pictures of her. Okay, thanks for confirming.
Hey, you better not say anything or I'll post these images that definitely confirm that I have seen you naked. All right.
There it is. Dan Savage said, and really at this point, when a Republican candidate says he's running on family values, we should all just assume he's fucking someone who isn't his wife and or sucking cocks in airport toilets.
I mean, Dan Savage is 100% right.
Lives up to his last name every day.
Absolutely.
But, yeah, this dude was literally, like, hauled off in handcuffs. And they're trying to decide what to do, if he should still be the governor. But yeah, that's fun. Probably shouldn't be the governor anymore.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with, like, trying to do almost, like, revenge porn is not an acceptable behavior for a governor.
No, because, okay, cheating on your wife is shitty. It's not illegal. Blackmailing a woman, taking naked pictures of her without her permission, that's super illegal.
Yeah.
Yeah, this dude's fucked.
I like that he said that the state prosecutor who had him indicted was like a runaway, reckless liberal judge. Like, dude, you took pictures of a woman and tried to blackmail her so that no one would find out that you were fucking her on the side. No, I don't think it has anything to do with a liberal judge, but okay, sure. It's just like the go-to standard. Why can't you just be like, yeah, you got me. Sorry.
Those crazy liberals not wanting you to commit blackmail.
What an insane group of people.
With our wacko, weird liberal ideals.
I mean, look, we're reckless, man. We truly are. We're just absolutely reckless.
When we start calling ourselves a family values party, I feel like we're doing it better.
I'm not ready to, because like, I don't really like people or families or values. So,
they've been trying to fucking brand this party for a while.
I mean, we should be the big tent party, not the GOP. Sure. I mean,
Keith Ellison, I heard an interview with him where he just kept repeating liberty and justice for all. I'm like, fucking yeah.
Yeah, work. I can deal with that.
Yeah. And he's just like, for all. Because everything's covered under that. You get liberty for the people who don't have it and justice for the people who fucking deserve it.
Justice for the ones who fucking Wow, that was said with a level of malice that I support.
You know what I mean? Like, give us those committees. We want to do some stuff.
Oh, man. Trust me. Nobody wants to rain justice upon anyone's head more than Adam Schiff. No one.
Dude, that I want him to have the Intel committee. Just because, man, he's had so many fucking shitty roadblocks thrown in front of him. Like, I just want to see what he'll do with it. I bet he'd be fun.
Oh, if you give Adam Schiff subpoena power, that's it, man. Like, don't do that, Republicans. Don't fuck up, because he's going to make your life a living hell. And I can't wait to see it.
Yeah.
I support it. Absolutely.
And like you said, slam dunk for Attorney General for the next Democratic president.
You'd be a fool not to pick him. You'd be a fool not to pick him, man. I don't know. Seems like pretty goddamn obvious to me. Like, yeah, no, Adam Schiff. Like, what are we having a conversation about? You see this guy fucking just grilling people for the last 6.5 months? It's been awesome. More of that, please. Now give him subpoena power. This is great. And I feel like he'd put Democrats in prison too if they fucked up, which I support.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Like, I'm not like, oh, don't go after us. Like, no, go after us if we're fucking up. Like,
absolutely.
Nope. I don't hold any allegiance to any of these people. You corrupt, you're corrupt. That's it. You get done. You know, you run up to get done up. Like, that's just how it happens.
Fucking A. Poli Sci from Stanford and
his Juris Doctor from Harvard Law. Yeah, that's your guy.
Yeah, see? That's a guy who went to law school. Thank you. That's a guy I can respect. Now, let's move on to my favorite story of the week. So Michael Steele, who's a former RNC, head of the RNC, also a black man.
And I feel like what needs to be mentioned is how successful he was as the head of the RNC.
Very successful, by the way.
So he was there from 2009 to 2011. It was only 2 years, but I guess that was too much for some people.
Mm.
What was he, the governor of Maryland?
No, he was lieutenant governor.
Lieutenant governor, okay. Former lieutenant governor of the great state of Maryland.
Under Bob Ehrlich.
If you don't remember, 2010 was a fucking devastating year.
Yeah, it was.
For the Democratic Party. Under Michael Steele, they had a historic win in the House. Was it 63 seats?
Something crazy won? Like that, yeah.
Yeah, and they got state legislatures all over the country and governorships, which is why we're still dealing with this gerrymandering problem. Because that was after they won all those, that's when they did Operation Red Map, where they fucked all the maps like permanently. Which I gotta be honest, I'm mostly bitter because it worked.
Yeah, but, right. It was clever, but yeah, it was a shitty behavior.
Great idea, you pieces of shit. Red Map, they came up with computer programs to like so scientifically gerrymander these districts that they could never lose some of these legislatures. It was very well done. A very well executed and evil plan under the leadership of Michael fucking Steele. So if you're a Republican and you're currently enjoying the fruits of that labor, you would think you would hold this gentleman in pretty high regard. Would you not?
It would be hard to do that if you then looked up on the internet and saw, oh shit, Michael Steele is black. I mean, that's the problem, right? Like, can't support a black guy. I'm a Republican. That's not really what we do here. Even though he helped us gain massive control, and that control helped to subjugate more brown people ultimately and further our goals as being shitty human beings all around the country. Yeah, but he was black.
The biggest House win in the history of Congress.
But black. But black.
Imagine being so racist that you just can't take the fucking win and go, can you be in charge of the party forever, Michael Steele? You're amazing.
Yeah, you're pretty good at this. But black. I gotta keep reiterating that.
I can't get over that thing.
Can't get over that one thing, guys.
Let's fucking get an incompetent fuckstick, Reince Pubis, in there.
Yep.
Rinsed Pubis. Ugh. Let's have him in charge.
He'll do better. So, Michael Steele, Michael Steele.
Did a great job.
Wonderful.
Party is super healthy right now.
Yeah, they are going to fucking eat themselves, and it's going to be glorious to watch. So, Michael Steele has since left the RNC and has a radio show on SiriusXM where he, you know, presumably goes on and talks about conservative values and whatever. I don't listen to it because, one, I don't have SiriusXM, and two, I love myself.
He's a pretty regular contributor to MSNBC.
Yes, he's on there quite often. But he's and he's gotten way more reasonable over time.
Well, he's like a never Trump Republican.
Yeah.
Like, He hasn't surrendered his conservative values for a second, so don't think he's a member of the resistance.
No, but, he is not.
But he's, you know, he's a reasonable Republican. He's a guy who actually, I believe he believes the conservative things he's saying.
Yeah, no, I and that I can respect. I don't agree with the things, but I can respect from
not
the. But I
but I understand
And I do believe that he actually believes that thing. He's not like one of those types who's like, oh yeah, conservative values, whatever, but really, can we fuck over Mexicans?
Yeah, I don't think he believes that. I think he legitimately believes these tax cuts are going to actually help people.
Sure, yeah.
And I think that's really wrongheaded, but whatever. Like, that's fine. I can disagree with him and not like hate his guts. I never hated Michael Steele's guts. I just thought he was just, I thought he was very naive. And turns out I was right. So I always thought, wow, it's crazy that he would believe that being a black man, he'd be respected in the Republican Party. People are like, no, Jay, you're crazy. They didn't hire him during the Obama administration because he was black. That's racist. You're the racist. And I'm like, yeah, maybe, but I don't think so. I always said that the reason why they hired him is because they wanted to convince Republicans and more importantly, people on the left that, hey, they got a black guy too. And it's cool. Like we're all cool with different colors, man. It's fine. Well,
yeah, they're trying to not look like they wanted to grant some validity to their attacks on Obama. Right.
Right.
Like, look, it's not just racism. Like the RNC is a black, the head of the RNC is a black guy. So
we got our own racist. Black.
We got our own black.
And I'm obviously, sure that's exactly how they said it.
We're cool with the blacks.
Yeah.
We just don't like that this guy's a Kenyan Muslim.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that has nothing to do with it, even though we just totally made that up. It's fine. So at the RNC,
a communist and a socialist and a secret homosexual and his wife is a guy and everything else that we say. That's just disagreement on policy.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, don't ever say anything about the first lady. Don't you dare. Don't you dare.
Dude, shit makes me mad.
I just say it. She looks like a fucking robot. I don't give a fuck. Fuck her. She's a dirtbag piece of shit, too. Like, she's not like a nice person who just happens to be married to the president. No, she's also a piece of shit. So fuck her.
See, when you say the first lady, I still think Michelle Obama. So I didn't know who you meant there.
No. That's fine.
It's like when somebody starts talking about the president. I'm like, wait, what? What do you do? Isn't he on vacation? What's the problem? Oh, Trump? No. Oh, no.
Yeah.
You
no,
said
fuck
the
that
president. Man. Yeah, no, that's not the president. What are you talking about?
I don't support that guy at all. But so
no, the president, the guy who's wind sailing right now. Right?
The guy who's got like one button too many down, like when he's on Letterman. You look too comfortable, man. Too goddamn comfortable.
Just hanging out with Richard Branson. What's the president up to?
What's he doing? Michael Steele apparently at CPAC, the conservative political action committee this week.
I don't think that's what
it is. Is it not? I don't even remember. What is it? CPAC?
No, it's the conservative
political action committee.
Is it really?
I'm pretty sure that's what it stands for.
Political Action Conference.
Oh, conference. Whatever. Or like conservatives packing ammo considerably. I don't know. Whatever. Those fucking loons. Yeah. So at CPAC, one of the guys, one of the heads of CPAC came out and said that they only put Michael Steele in that position because he was a black guy and they shouldn't have done that. And so they were like, they're basically shitting on him, saying what liberals had always said is that they only picked him because he was black. He just happened to be qualified, but they didn't really give a fuck. It wasn't about that. It was just to prove they had their own Obama.
But he was really good.
Yeah, he was, but that's not why they picked him.
Way too good.
Yeah.
I'm actually kind of glad they got rid of him because they would be more devastating if he was still there.
Yeah, probably. But that's
wouldn't let fucking Trump in there.
No, I don't think he would have. I don't think he would have.
Be living under the fucking President Rubio or whatever.
Ugh. I mean, whatever. I'll take it. God damn it. But it is so he says that, and Michael Steele was on his radio show to respond to it, and he was talking with, let me see if I can bring up this guy's name. He was talking with another CPAC spokesman, Matt Schlapp.
That's the guy.
No, that's not him. Or I'm sorry, he was talking about Matt Schlapp with this other guy. And
Matt Schlapp's like the head muckety muck over there.
Yeah. But is it? No, Schlapp is not the guy who said it. I don't think it's the guy.
No. He's not the guy who said it, but he's like
the head of CPAC. Right. So they're talking about it. This clip is like maybe 3 minutes long. So I'm just going to play it and we'll kind of do like the okay stop thing, right? For love it or leave it, and just cut in and out. Because this shit is amazing and I have many things to say about exactly how they treat a black guy who's on their side. So the question that I said in the beginning of Michael Steele gets an answer to the age old question. So the age old question, and again, black people will know this. The age old question is, what does what do rich white people call educated black men, behind closed doors, right? What do they call them? A nigger basically. Is the answer to that. And this Michael Steele thing proves it, because Michael Steele has a BA from Johns Hopkins. He's got a degree from Villanova. He's got a fucking JD from Georgetown University. But he was just a black guy that they hired. That's all. Not because he was super qualified, not because he was a lieutenant governor, not because he has all of these massive qualifications and has been doing this for like 40 years. None of that mattered. All of it mattered was that he identified as a Republican, and he was black, and they could use him as a stopgap against Obama. That's it. So I want to play the clip, and I want you to notice Michael Steele's complete descent into old black manhood, because Michael Steele has given up all fucks, and it's kind of fascinating to watch. Now, the guy he's talking to, these two guys he's talking to, are both white and about his same age. Okay, they're his friends in the Republican Party. So here you go.
That some people picked you as chairman because we constantly do this in Republican circles about, hey, here's a new face for the party.
Right.
Right. And he thinks that he feels that there are criticisms of how you were chairman. Now, can you accept that could be what he's coming at and not a racial?
No,
because
I don't.
Because he won. I'm going to say this.
No.
He won on the sixth ballot.
Yeah.
How do you get picked because of your color when
first
you win
off,
on the sixth ballot?
First off, all due respect.
Come at me.
What the hell does that my race have to do with any of that at the end of the day? What does the color of my skin have to do with anything you just said? Yeah, I disagree with the direction this president is taking conservatism in this country, because I call BS on a lot of it. When you can't stand the ground on Charlottesville, I'm going to call it out. I have to be authentic and true to myself.
You do.
All right? So that has nothing to do with...
But it's not just Charlottesville.
Wait a minute.
Where you've been a critic.
I've been a critic on policy.
On a lot of things.
A lot of things. So you mean to tell me that as a black conservative, put it in that context, but let alone as a conservative, I can't be critical of the president?
You can be, but as you know, that there are a lot of people, I think, take race out of it.
Yeah.
If you look at the criticisms...
But he injected race into it.
He did. That was the... I would agree with you.
So, again...
Those words that tumbled out of his mouth...
Right.
I believed were unfortunate words.
It was stupid. And it's not unfortunate. Call it what it is.
It is
stupid to sit there and say that we elected a black man chairman of the party and that was a mistake.
But
do you know how that sounds to the black community?
Yes, I know.
Do you know how that sounds to Americans?
I do.
And do you know how they then equate that level of stupidity to conservatism? That's the objection I have about the moment we're in.
Go ahead, Michael Steele. Go ahead, dude. He's pissed. He's super pissed. That guy worked his ass off. And they just denigrated all of it to your race. Didn't fucking matter.
The guy's name was Ian Walters, and he's the communications director of CPAC.
Yeah, you're doing a great job.
Yeah, like, it's your job to, like, message for the fucking conference, right? Oh, it was really fucked up when we had that black guy in there. What the fuck is wrong with you?
But I'm telling you, man, Michael Steele's response is perfect. Like, what the fuck does any of this have to do with my race? Now, by the way, it's not over, because this guy is going to say something to him. Look, this guy is going to say something to him That is one of the most offensive fucking things I've ever heard said so daintily and so nice. And this is what racism truly is in 2018. Now, you'll catch it because Michael Steele gets really fucking angry about it.
But he called you. He called you. He felt terrible about how those words sounded.
I talked to him. That doesn't change anything.
But it's important for people to know that he realized that the words could come out in a way where it looks like
I said that.
But don't take the worst out of what he said. You know him. I know, but this is where you need to have some grace. Look at what
Wait a minute. Wait, what the hell do I have to be graceful for?
Well, you've not been very graceful you've not been very graceful to the Republicans and the conservatives in this hall and in this room for a very long period of time. You have your critics.
That's 10 years later. He was talking about why Michael Steele
was elected chairman. What the hell does that have to do with anything?
Long before President Trump.
There it is. You have to have more grace. I know we said some fucked up racist shit about you, but why don't you kowtow to us, black man? I would have thrown that guy through a fucking glass window, the first one I found. But that guy's supposed to be his buddy.
Wow.
Hey, why don't you have some grace? Yo, they're not talking racist shit about you, but he has to have grace. Why would a black person be a Republican is beyond me. It is beyond me. I don't get it.
I don't either, but...
You're fucking wily, Michael Steele. Like, quit, dude. Quit that party. You can be conservative. You do not have to be a Republican. You can quit that fucking party.
Yeah, go start the conservative party or whatever.
Yeah, do it. Then we're going to trounce your ass in fucking elections, too.
Sure.
Split the party, Michael Steele. Do it.
Yeah, it'd be fine. But, he's one of the few genuine conservatives who's actually sticking to his principles, and they're giving him shit about it.
Yeah, I just don't understand the idea of, like, Michael Steele's wrong in that situation. No, the fuck he's not. He's 100% right. What does any of that have to do with his race? They're like, we have criticisms of you as RNC chief. Okay. Why did you bring up my race then? Yeah, it's wild, man.
But again, what criticisms other than race?
Well, I mean, it's a pretty big one.
He's a fucking rock star.
Yeah, but again, black.
Yeah, dude, I can't get that. I can't get how you could like genuinely care about, you know, conservatism and the party and whatever. Like how you could actually... like, give a shit about that and not, go with, yeah, this guy who's really good at this.
Yeah, like, let's go with that guy.
Yeah, like, you're gonna fucking... Trump doesn't give a fuck about you or conservative principles. He changes his mind. Like, you can find video of him contradicting almost everything he's ever said other than the racial things.
Yeah.
That's the only thing he's ever... like being consistent.
He's consistent on it. Congratulations.
He's consistently racist. But everything else, he was pro-abortion and anti-gun and pro-fucking universal health care. Like, he doesn't believe anything.
No, he believes whatever is going to get him adulation. That's it.
Yeah. And meanwhile, Michael Steele is a true blue, well, true red conservative.
Yeah, look, he'll be there when the party is in shambles and needs to be picked back up again.
Yeah.
And that's what pisses me off is that he'll then be like, yeah, we're great. And all, like, no, dude, they don't give a fuck about you.
When they come crawling back to him, he should fucking put on a yellow jersey and go smoke weed with Gary Johnson. Like, you should not go back. Don't go back.
Yeah. But he will. Because he's brainwashed.
Fucking abused wife syndrome.
Yeah, it is.
I won't do it this time, baby.
No, it's cool. It's cool. Like, no, dude, it's not. Like, fuck that. But that's what happens.
Ah, just stay on. You got a radio show. You got your MSNBC gig. Just stay the fuck away from that fucking...
garbage party.
Fucking den of cobras.
Basically. All right, that is it for us. I just found it. When I was listening to it, I was like, yo, this is bonkers. Like, this shit is absolute bonkers.
I don't get it. But you're right. If you're a black Republican and you're like, this is how they talk when they think you're not listening. And really, CPAC was like that a lot. Like,
no, it's the worst of the worst, dude.
You guys know this stuff is going to get on the internet, right? Like, it's televised, isn't it?
Yeah, but that's exactly, they don't care. Yeah, but they don't care. Like that, like they're preaching to the choir. They're preaching to all the fucking lunatics that love them.
I guess.
No, man, I don't get it. And I don't pretend to get it. And you know what? I don't want to get it. Like, don't ever ask us to come to CPAC. You don't want that. You don't want that smoke. I'm like, hey, you come sit down and talk to us? Why are you so fucking stupid? What's your problem?
I might go to cover it. That might be fun.
Oh my God, can you imagine?
Oh. Better not let you in there.
Yeah. There's no way they let me through the door. There's no way.
You'll punch people.
You know, I am fighting 9 conservatives that day. If I see that noir guy, I'd be like, yo, we gotta fight. Like, we just have to. No guns. we just have to punch each other. Is your uncanny ability to be full of shit is amazing to me.
I could maybe do like a Jordan Klepper thing where I can like just get people to talk and say crazy shit. I don't think have it in you not to beat somebody over the head.
No, I couldn't. I am more than aware of who I am as a person, because there is no way that I could pretend for a second to not be incredibly bothered by the things that they said out of their mouths.
Dude, if they said some of that shitty condescending stuff to your face.
I'd be like the first black man who killed a guy at CPAC. I mean, that'd be cool. I mean, that's something.
If you were Michael Steele in that situation, you'd have come over the table. There's no
way. Oh, no, dude. Like, we only hired you because you're a black guy. I'd be like, please explain. Please explain. Because I want to make sure I understand you right. Before I say exactly what's on my mind, and then I would I'd let him have it.
Eric Killmonger was right.
Yeah, exactly. I got all of these scars from every guy at CPAC I punched. Nah, dude, it'd be a violent revolution. Like, nah, man. I just wouldn't be capable of it. I'm not capable of like pretending to be reasonable. Like when it comes to like bigotry, I can't. I know these people are pissing me off. Nope. All right. That is it for us. Any parting words? Predictions
well,
for next week
here, but you've already signed up for premium content, but tell your friends, we have fun over here.
That's right.
There's how many hours
of premium content? There is over 350
hours. Oh, I got a podcast recommendation right here on the TNP network. The Black on Black Cinema episode of Black Panther is so fucking good.
No, thank you.
it's great. I like that you are able to have a movie that you obviously all loved and still can poke fun at and find the humor. And Micah's impression of T'Challa is fucking so good.
Yeah, no, it's dead on.
How does that dude pull out these impressions?
I don't know, man.
Like it was spot on.
I think he practices just at night, like weirdly.
He had to have.
He's a weirdo.
Like, he had to have been, like, watching Civil War and working on that. Like, that was too good.
He was like, this is coming up Sunday. I gotta get my shit together.
No, he's been practicing for months. He's like, when Black Panther comes out, I'm gonna nail this impression.
They're gonna be so impressed. Yeah, no, it was a good episode. It was fun. It was really good.
Yeah, obviously, it's spoilerific, so watch the movie first. But,
yes.
Yeah, it was really, really good.
There you go. All right. That's it for us, and we will see you guys next week. Any predictions, indictments, anything like that coming next week?
Oh, probably. We had an indictment we didn't even fucking talk about. They picked up this Dutch lawyer and he like
oh, yeah.
guilty immediately.
Yeah, like I forget the name. The guy's name is like Steve Van Zandt or whatever.
Joran van der Sloot.
Not the same guy.
Something like that.
Very different guy, but also a guy who should be in prison forever.
So they'll probably hand out some more indictments. I think the ball's really gonna start rolling out. They got Gates.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so too. All right, guys, that's it. And we will see you guys next week.
Later.